Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the press, I subscribe without any qualification to the appreciation of the talks we held in Washington with the President and his advisors. The American delegation and the Israeli delegation spoke with candor in detail. All of us made the homework. We are prepared, and therefore the results can really be considered unanimously by both the President and his advisors, my colleagues and myself, as very fruitful. We draw a distinction, a clear distinction, between problems of defending our country when it becomes necessary and the community of moral values and of direct interest between the United States and Israel, as far as the threat to freedom of many nations in the Middle East and elsewhere is concerned. As far as the defense of Israel is concerned, it is our problem. We will never ask any nation to send its soldiers to defend us. Our army will do its duty. We hate war, we hate bloodshed. We want peace. We gave great sacrifices for the sake of peace. We hope to achieve that peace with the other neighbors. But if it should come at any moment when we will have to defend our independence and our liberty and our land, then our young people will do so, as they did in the past, in the spirit of self-sacrifice, and I don't hesitate to say heroism. But there is another problem in our time. A clear community of interest vis-à-vis a clear and present danger to every free nation by a totalitarian and an expansionist regime. On this issue, we work together, we will plan together, we will execute those plans together in agreement for the benefit both of the United States and Israel and the free world at large. Mr. President, we are all grateful to you for the wonderful hospitality you accorded to us, to you and to your gracious lady, Mrs. Reagan. I can only repeat again, we will be awaiting your visit to our country and to Jerusalem. It was held, you will come. We shall give you the heartiest reception by your people. I've got so great respect for you as anybody who came to see you, to listen to you, to feel your warmth, your friendship, your readiness to give brotherhood to human beings can feel. So I do not say goodbye, Mr. President. I say next time, au revoir in Jerusalem.